My name is John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk. This week's podcast is about I Got Rhythm, the tune by the Gershwin Brothers, written in 1930, and it was part of the Girl Crazy musical, which also included what are now standards such as Biding My Time, Embraceable You, and But Not For Me. And it's an incredibly successful jazz standard, and it's been recorded many, many times. For example, the Benny Goodman Quartet live at Carnegie Hall in 1938, or the Nat King Cole Trio in 1944, Ella Fitzgerald 1959. These are some good recordings to check out of this tune. This podcast is going to be a little bit different from the last few, which have been looking at individual tunes, because the I Got Rhythm changes, or what are known in the jazz circles as rhythm changes, they're a bit like the blues changes. So if blues is the most common sequence to play over in jazz, which it is, then the I Got Rhythm changes, or rhythm changes, are the second most common changes to play over. And you'll very quickly come to realize that actually there's no concrete set of changes. It's kind of a meta break view, and there are lots of different common substitutions that are used, and so you need to understand the changes in a slightly different way in order to get by with rhythm changes. Let's look at the form of the song. So it's a classic AABA song, 32 measures, 8 measures in each section. The B section, or the bridge, we've seen before in the podcast about Perdido. So it comes in two forms. The most basic form is dominance around the cycle, starting on 3-7. So because we're in B flat here, we'd be starting on D7. And we just take dominance around the cycle, D7, G7, C7, F7, each one having two measures, and that's the whole bridge. In bebop time, it became very common to break each dominant down into a 2-5 pair, and then you end up with dog-legging around the cycle. So we'd be looking at A minor 7, D7, D minor 7, G7, G minor 7, C7, C minor 7, F7, one measure each. There's a dog leg, as called in the method, joined between each 2-5 pair. That's the bridge. My meta view thinking about the A section for the rhythm changes is that there are four key confirming bricks, each one being two measures long. So if you look at the roadmap for I Got Rhythm in my book, you'll see that I've called the bricks pot, spot, tufor and yak, and then a spot on the end of the first A section to get us back round to the beginning for the second A section. So the first one, plain old turnaround. Second one, suspended plain old turnaround. We've seen these already many times. The third one, tufor and yak. This is one of the tufor and back family. It's most commonly the tufor and yak, but it could be any of the tufor and back family that we've seen discussed in the podcasts about the tufor and back family. And basically these are the well-known key confirming bricks. There are lots of variants on the pot, of course, and you'll see these covered in the book. Rather than just having a pot which is 1-6-2-5-1, we could have, for example, the rhythm turnaround, which the bass line ascends chromatically. Or we could have the whoopee turnaround, where the bass line ascends chromatically for the first half and then does the usual changes for a pot in the second half. Or we could have the nowhere substitution of a pot, where instead of having two, we have flat 6-7, Or we could have the rainy cadence approach, where we, which is like a spot variant, and we start on 3 minor 7, we drop down chromatically to flat 3 diminished, from where we go to 5 to finish off the spot as usual. So there are lots of variants, but what's important to understand is that they are just variants and they don't really need to sway you or change how you're thinking about the whole song. So 4 key confirming chunks in the song. The third one typically is a to 4 and back of some sort, but as we discussed in the podcast about to 4 and backs, they themselves are key confirming bricks. So that's the A section. Now, as I said, this is the most useful set of changes after the blues changes to understand in jazz playing, because there are so many contrafacts or alternative tunes written over these sorts of changes. I mean, Parker alone wrote many himself. I'm thinking Anthropology, Chasing the Bird, Constellation, Kim, Passport, Steeplechase, Red Cross, Moose the Mooch, and Oscar for Treadwell. And there are just absolutely loads of other ones. Bud Powell's Celia is loosely based on the rhythm changes. Ellington's Cottontail. Dizzy Atmosphere by Dizzy Gillespie. Lester Leaps In, Count Basie. Aleo, Salt Peanut, another one by Dizzy. Sure Enough. The Theme by Miles Davis. Whale, another Bud Powell one. Don't Be That Way, a Big Band swing favourite. One Bass Hit, Andu Bop Shabam, more Dizzy examples of tunes written over the rhythm changes. And what we also commonly see is tunes that just in their A section use rhythm changes. I'm thinking of tunes like 52nd Street Theme by Monk, Move is another one, Between the Devil and Deep Blue Sea, and Good Bait. Good Bait's an interesting example because for its B section, it just uses the rhythm changes again, but in a different key. These bricks fit together so well that they're often just used like this to complete a section. We saw in the previous podcast that Blue Moon, is its A section is just completely made up of pots and maybe spots, you know, and doesn't go to 4 at all. It's just doing turnarounds for its whole A section. There are other tunes where the to 4 and back, rather than being done in the third part of the A section, is done in the second part, and the other parts are all made up of pots or spots. So the tunes I'm thinking of that do this are Mean to Me, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. And this uses an interesting 4 and back variation, which is a rainbow to get to 4 and then come back via the Yardbird cadence. So it's kind of a rainbow 4 and yak. Misbehaving. Making Whoopee. Joint is Jumping is an interesting song. I think the form is A, B, C, A, and its A sections are like this as well. If you'd like to read more about I Got Rhythm and rhythm changes in general, I'd recommend that you have a look at Mark Levine's Jazz Theory book, which is really excellent. And he has a list of songs in the back of his book, which is based on the rhythm changes. Also, I would recommend Bob Keller's jazz website, where he has a section on rhythm changes and points us to a series of articles about them and how to practice playing over them and variants on them and so on and so forth. So that's it for the I Got Rhythm Changes. My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.